Washington's 2020 legislative session is about a month away. Already, lawmakers are pre-filing bills they hope to get passed. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been going over the list and joins me now live with the sneak peek and what's on lawmakers' minds. Austin, let's start with services for people with developmentally disabled issues. Is this something you've covered extensively in recent months? Currently, services are capped for people who aren't served in institutions. What are lawmakers proposing?
Yes, Kristen. So this is an issue that has bipartisan attention. There are two bills so far that have been filed, one from Democratic State Senator Emily Randall, who is the vice chair of the Health and Long-Term Care Committee. Her own sister was developmentally disabled. She is very focused on this issue. The other proposal is from Senator John Braun, who is the ranking Republican on the Ways and Means or Budget Committee. Both senators would expand access to developmental disability services. Braun's bill is fairly narrow. He would focus on getting services to the few hundred people who are on a wait list for a couple of the state's Medicaid waivers. Randall's bill is much broader and would no doubt cost a lot more as a result. She would, in essence, make services an entitlement for all who qualify. She would also restore case managers to work with the nearly 14,000 people on what's called the no paid services list. These are people who qualify as developmentally disabled but don't receive services, and the state really doesn't know much about these individuals.
All right, so there's that. And another issue that's trending is transportation funding and car tabs. What are lawmakers proposing on that front?
First off, there's a bill from State Senator Phil Fortunato, a Republican who is running for governor, to have the legislature essentially enact I-976, the $30 car tabs measure that passed in November and is now the subject of a court challenge. He just wants the legislature to make it the law. Other Republicans are proposing to devote the sales tax from automobile sales to transportation projects. Now, this is not a new idea, but it seems to be gaining fresh currency, at least among Republicans, in the wake of I-976 passing, because now lawmakers may be looking to backfill I-976 eventually from state projects. The other argument, more broadly and long-term, that proponents make is that the gas tax, which has been the workhorse of transportation funding for decades, is a diminishing source of revenue. You know, cars are more fuel efficient. People are actually driving fewer miles. So the idea is there needs to be a replacement source of funding. The state has been looking at a vehicle miles driven charge, but Republicans are saying, hey, let's just use an existing source of revenue. Democrats, though, who are in the majority in both the House and the Senate, have traditionally and historically vehemently opposed this idea because it means taking money out of the general fund that they want to spend on other priorities.
Well, that's certainly going to be a contentious issue. And another issue you've covered, Austin, extensively are nursing homes that are closing. Nursing home operators are asking for a change in how often rates are recalculated. They've got the support of the Department of Social and Health Services, and now it looks like lawmakers as well.
Yes, there's already a bill pre-filed by State Representative Jim Walsh, a Republican, to move to annual rebasing of rates, as it's called. The bill would also require the rates to be based on more current cost data, which right now can lag behind several years. Similar proposal from Republican State Senator Steve O'Bannon. Democrat Eileen Cody, who's the longtime chair of the House Healthcare Committee, has told me she's likely to sponsor the DSHS request legislation in the House. She's wary, though, of including automatic inflation adjustments for these rates, which has also been proposed. But bottom line, it sounds like even though 2020 is a short session, there's bipartisan interest in addressing this rash of nursing home closures and trying to head off more of them.
So, and there are also several proposals to address something called title-only bills. What are those and what do lawmakers want to do?
Yeah, this is very Olympia insidery, but title-only bills are bills just that. They're bills with titles but no language. They're kind of a trick of the trade in the legislature. You can introduce a generic bill as a placeholder and then copy in the language later. This gets around some of the procedural and deadline rules. Majority Democrats used title-only bills during the 2019 session as a vehicle for controversial tax legislation that appeared right at the end of the session. Now there's a lawsuit over that, and now several Republicans are proposing that bills to do away with title-only bills. They're even proposing a constitutional amendment to ban them. I don't think that's going to pass, but it's an interesting trending topic.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.